Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 3.1, Cloud Security Essentials. This lesson is part of Module 3, Advanced Application Trends and Innovations in Cloud Computing in the Cloud Computing Essentials for Product Leaders course. In this lesson, we will explore essential topics related to cloud security, including data encryption and protection strategies, identity and access management, and best practices for cloud security. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to understand the key components of cloud security and implement effective protective measures to safeguard your organization's data in the cloud. Main content: data encryption and protection strategies. Data encryption is a critical component of cloud security. It involves converting data into a coded format that can only be read by someone who has the appropriate decryption key. This ensures that even if unauthorized users gain access to your data, they cannot interpret it without the key. In cloud computing, encryption can be applied to data at rest and data in transit. Data at rest refers to information stored on servers or in databases, while data in transit is information actively moving from one location to another, such as during upload or download processes. Example: consider AB2C company that processes customer credit card information. By encrypting this sensitive data both at rest, stored in databases, and in transit, when sent over the internet, the company protects its customers from potential data breaches. Even if a hacker intercepts the data during transmission, it would be unreadable without the decryption key. To implement effective encryption strategies, organizations should also consider using strong encryption algorithms, regularly updating keys, and ensuring compliance with relevant regulations. Additionally, they should evaluate the need for end-to-end encryption, which secures data from the point of origin to the destination, minimizing the risk of exposure during transmission. Identity and access management. Identity and access management, IAM, is a framework that helps organizations ensure that the right individuals have access to the appropriate resources while keeping unauthorized users out. IAM systems manage user identities and control access to data, applications, and services. A robust IAM system typically includes the following components: user authentication, verifying users' identities before granting access. This can involve traditional methods like usernames and passwords, or more advanced techniques like multi-factor authentication, MFA, which adds an extra layer of security. Access control, defining user permissions based on roles within the organization. Role-based access control, RBAC, ensures that users can only access the information necessary for their job functions. Monitoring and auditing, keeping track of user activity to detect unauthorized access or anomalies. Regular audits can help identify and mitigate potential security risks. Example: in AB2C context, a company might implement IAM to ensure that only customer service representatives can access customer data. If a sales assistant attempts to access sensitive information, the IAM system would deny that request, protecting customer privacy. Implementing detailed logging and alerting can also help organizations quickly respond to suspicious activities. Best practices for cloud security. Implementing cloud security requires a proactive approach, and there are several best practices organizations should follow. Regular security assessments. Conduct periodic security assessments to identify vulnerabilities and address them proactively. This can include penetration testing, vulnerability scanning, and security audits. Data backup and recovery. Regularly back up data to ensure that you can recover it in case of a security incident. Implementing a disaster recovery plan is crucial for minimizing downtime and data loss. Educating employees. Ensure that employees are educated about cloud security practices. Conducting regular training sessions can help them recognize potential security threats, such as phishing attacks, and understand how to respond appropriately. Utilizing security tools. Leverage security tools such as firewalls, intrusion detection systems, and antivirus software to provide an additional layer of protection. Example: AB2C company might establish a routine of conducting security assessments every quarter and provide employees with training on identifying phishing emails. This proactive approach helps create a culture of security awareness and minimizes the risk of data breaches. Additionally, adopting a zero-trust security model can further enhance the organization's security posture by verifying every request as though it originates from an open network. Conclusion and summary: understanding cloud security essentials is vital for protecting your organization's data and maintaining customer trust. We've covered critical topics such as data encryption and protection strategies, identity and access management, and best practices for cloud security. By implementing these measures, you can enhance your organization's security posture and mitigate potential risks associated with cloud computing. As we move forward in this course, we'll delve deeper into advanced security technologies and trends that will further equip you with the knowledge needed to thrive in a cloud-centric business environment. Reflection questions: how can you apply data encryption strategies in your current role to enhance data protection? What measures can you implement to improve identity and access management within your organization? Reflecting on the best practices discussed, which one do you believe would have the most significant impact on your organization's cloud security, and why?